This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843. What did you pick up from what he said on Preston Williams that he is? He said definitely improving. So does that, when he at least gives you kind of a little color to that comment, do you kind of say, okay, well, maybe, you know, that's a positive sign that, not that he's playing this week, but that maybe Preston is getting closer.
We all know Preston is coming back. I think he can play if needed. I think they're not really pushing him and they don't really need him right now. I think the only time you'll need him is if something happens to Devontae Parker. I mean, there are guys who fit certain molds of receivers, and you know, Devontae, Preston, and Mac Hollins, they're all one receiver, and they all fit into that slant running mold of receiver, big body targets. They've got two on the active right now in Mac Hollins, who's the number one gunner, so he has to be active no matter what. And then you've got Devontae Parker. I don't really think you have a need for Preston Williams right now. You have a need more for speed guys. And Will Fuller was going to be that. Right now you're going to have to lean on Albert Wilson and Jaylen Waddle. You know, Jakeem, if he's ever going to be in the equation from an offensive standpoint. And they've got enough weaponry. We complained last week about, you know, Mike Gesicki, your second best offensive weapon or third best offensive weapon, not having any many targets. There's only so many balls to go around, so many elite targets, and I think they'll be just fine.
Yeah, and the Gesicki thing, you noticed after they wanted to get more blockers in there.
Yep.
And so to them, it was
and
more.
What do I always tell you? What do I always tell you? He's a glorified slot receiver.
And I have no problem with that. There's plenty of guys like that in this league. I got no, as long as you can catch the ball, I'm good with that. If you're productive with that, now you can't be a glorified receiver and not receive, and you're dropping balls all over the place and not scoring. Okay, what I mean, you know. I don't mind that.
That surprised me for Hunter Long, a rookie, to take 20 of his offensive snaps. Like, that's a shocker. That's a shocker for me.
But you're not in the end, when it's all said and done, you're actually not surprised, right? Because Hunter was considered more of a complete type of tight end, a kid that can, you know, get his nose dirty and block some.
Yeah, but are you going to do Gesicki like this? Are you going to do Gesicki like this in a contract? You know, like
that's Omar. It's not about your contract. It's about winning the damn game. And if in the game plan it requires,
are you saying that Mike Gesicki can help you? I mean, that Hunter Long can help you win the game better than Mike Gesicki can?
They won the game, didn't they?
Because Xavier Howard forced the fumble and recovered it. That's the only reason they won the game.
The game has to be tight enough for Xavier Howard to win the game for you, my brother. Okay, so you play the game throughout four quarters. So, yes, that was the game-deciding play.
But
the team, both offensively, defensively, and on special teams, you kept a tight game. You gave your team a chance to win at the end of the game. So, for their game plan.
Let me ask you a question. When it's a W, it's hard to argue anything.
You know what I'm saying?
If Xavier doesn't get that fumble, do they win?
No, of course not. Of course not. And if Tua doesn't score, they don't win. And if Tua doesn't throw to Waddle for a touchdown, they don't win. And if Tua doesn't find Parker on a slant, they don't win. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can say. If they don't do certain things, they don't end up winning the game. Everything comes together as the sum of all parts, and then you get the finished product. So they did enough all over the place to put themselves in position to be successful.